Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lean Impact: How to Innovate for Radically Greater Social Good by Anne May Chang is a business and social innovation book that adapts lean startup thinking to the nonprofit public and broader social impact sectors, rather than treating social change as a matter of fixed plans and large-scale commitments. The book argues for a disciplined process of testing assumptions, learning quickly, and scaling only what proves valuable. Chang draws on her experience across Silicon Valley, government, and global development to show why good intentions and large budgets do not automatically produce results. The book is organized around a practical framework that moves from inspiration to validation to transformation, making it useful for organizations that want to improve outcomes without waiting for perfect conditions. Its purpose is to help mission-driven leaders think more systematically about impact, measurement, and adaptation in complex environments where the problems are urgent and the solutions are uncertain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, applying lean startup principles to social good. The core intellectual move in Lean Impact is the translation of lean startup ideas from commercial product development into social innovation. Chang argues that social organizations face uncertainty just as businesses do, but they often respond with long planning cycles, fixed program designs, and weak feedback loops. Instead, she recommends treating initiatives as hypotheses that must be tested in the real world. This changes the role of strategy. Success is no longer about having the most polished plan, but about learning what actually works for the people being served. The emphasis on build, measure, learn makes the book feel operational rather than abstract. It pushes readers to replace assumptions with evidence, but without losing sight of mission. That balance is important because social work cannot simply copy startup logic. It must account for human needs, ethical constraints, and system-level outcomes. The book's value lies in showing how iterative experimentation can improve social programs without reducing them to narrow market logic. Secondly, think big. Start small as a method for tackling large social problems. One of the book's most memorable ideas is the combination of ambitious goals with small, controlled experiments. Chang does not recommend modest thinking. She argues that social sector organizations should set audacious aims because the scale of social problems demands it. At the same time, she warns against trying to solve everything at once. Starting small allows organizations to test assumptions, reduce risk, and learn from early users before committing major resources. This is especially relevant in contexts where programs are expensive to launch and difficult to reverse. The reasoning is strategic rather than purely cautious. Small experiments are not meant to limit ambition, but to make ambition executable. In practice, this means using minimum viable interventions, observing real behavior, and adjusting quickly when evidence does not support the original design. The book's approach helps reconcile two common failures in social innovation: overly timid goals and overbuilt solutions. Chang's framework argues that scale should be earned through validation, not assumed in advance. Thirdly, measuring value, growth, and impact instead of relying on intentions. Lean Impact devotes serious attention to measurement because social organizations often rely too heavily on outputs, anecdotes, or moral conviction. Chang distinguishes between three related but different questions: whether a solution creates value for users, whether it can grow, and whether it produces meaningful impact. This matters because a program may be popular yet ineffective, effective yet impossible to scale, or scalable but disconnected from the real problem. By separating these dimensions, the book creates a more rigorous way to evaluate social innovation. It encourages leaders to ask not just whether people like an intervention, but whether they actually use it, benefit from it, and experience durable change. The measurement approach is practical because it ties learning to decision-making. Rather than measuring for reporting alone, organizations measure in order to improve. This also helps counter the common tendency to equate activity with progress. Chang's framework makes clear that good intentions are not enough. Organizations need evidence that their interventions are both useful and consequential. Fourthly, why user insight and problem clarity come before solution design. A major theme in the book is the warning to love the problem, not the solution. In social innovation, teams often become attached to interventions that seem elegant to donors, staff, or policymakers, even when those interventions are only loosely connected to actual user needs. Chang argues that real progress depends on understanding the lived experience of the people affected by a problem before designing an answer. That means spending time in the field, listening carefully, and resisting premature certainty. This principle is not just about empathy, it is about avoiding wasted effort. If an organization defines the problem incorrectly, even a well-executed program can miss the mark. The book's case-based approach shows how user insight improves both relevance and effectiveness. It also helps organizations distinguish symptoms from root causes, which is crucial in complex social settings. In this way, Lean Impact frames user research as a strategic necessity rather than a soft preliminary step. The result is a more disciplined form of mission-driven design. Lastly, transforming organizational culture, funding, and systems for lasting scale. The later part of the book moves beyond individual programs and addresses the structural barriers that shape social innovation. Cheng recognizes that many organizations know they should experiment, but their funding, accounting, and governance systems often reward predictability instead of learning. That is why the book includes attention to culture and a message to funders: scaling social impact requires more than a good methodology. Organizations need processes that support adaptation, leaders who tolerate uncertainty, and funders who understand that discovery is part of the work. This section gives the book a distinctive systems-level dimension. It does not assume that lean practices can simply be inserted into existing institutions without friction. Instead, it argues that institutions themselves must change if they want better outcomes. That makes the book especially relevant to nonprofits, foundations, and government agencies that operate under constraints but still want to improve performance. The transformation theme broadens lean impact from a toolkit into a critique of how the social sector is organized. In conclusion, lean impact is best suited for nonprofit leaders, social entrepreneurs, foundation staff, public sector innovators, and anyone responsible for designing programs under uncertainty. It is also useful for readers from the private sector who want to understand how innovation methods change when the goal is social benefit rather than profit. The book's practical value lies in its insistence that impact should be tested, not presumed, and that small experiments can support larger ambition rather than replace it. Readers gain a framework for thinking more rigorously about user needs, measurement, and scaling, along with a sharper understanding of why many well-funded interventions fail to produce durable results. What makes the book stand out in its category is its combination of entrepreneurial method and social sector realism. It does not simply import startup language into philanthropy. It adapts lean thinking to the realities of grants, programs, and systemic change. That makes it more grounded than many innovation books and more actionable than many social policy books. For readers seeking a disciplined approach to better social outcomes, it offers both a useful vocabulary and a practical model. If you would like to support Anne Mei Chang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.